With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The third nationwide No Kings rally is expected to draw millions of people across the world tomorrow. There are several planned in northern Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with organizers for the event in Ironwood.
Millions of people are expected to attend more than 3,000 planned protests and rallies in the U.S. as part of the No Kings demonstration. Locally, ones are planned for Ironwood, Eagle River, Rhinelander, Minocqua, Phillips, Merrill, and Anago. Tarun Patel is an organizer with Northern Indivisible and will be speaking at a rally in Ironwood.
So my message is going to be to draw on the lessons of our founders and to provide inspiration to encourage folks, everyday folks, to engage in civic participation, in nonviolent, peaceful civic participation, holding their elected leaders accountable.
Patel believes many people, no matter how they vote, share the concern of rising cost of living and upholding the Constitution. He says these rallies are nonpartisan and focused on standing up for checks and balances, fair elections, and that everyone's voice matters.
There are conservatives that are in this movement as just as well as there are liberals, right? So this is about dispensing with those silly labels that the media has conditioned us to, and to going back to just talking with one another and actively listening to one another and focusing on those shared values and shared issues and addressing those accordingly.
The first No Kings demonstrations were held in June of last year in response to immigration enforcement tactics, indiscriminate firing of federal workers, and the cancellation of programs that had previously been authorized by Congress. This time around, organizers are focused on the war in Iran, ICE agents in airports, and what national organizers are calling the, quote, constant chaos by the Trump administration. Given the number of events planned, tomorrow could be the single largest day of nationwide protest in U.S. history. Organizers stress these are lawful and nonviolent protests. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
You can lend your ear to help keep track of Wisconsin's frog population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources needs volunteers for the annual Wisconsin Frog and Toad Survey. Volunteers will help document frog and toad breeding calls throughout the state this spring and summer. The survey helps the DNR track trends in the state. There are several surveys you can volunteer for. Since the survey began, volunteers have collectively spent more than 12,300 nights surveying 120,900 sites across the state. You can find more information at our website, WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Work on Highway 86 in Lincoln County will require a detour. The governor's office has approved a $450,000 contract to improve Highway 86 where it crosses Highway 51 in the city of Tomahawk. Crews will resurface the bridge and replace the guardrail at both ends of the bridge. Wisconsin 86 will be closed between the ramp terminals while the work is ongoing. Traffic will be detoured via the County A and County S interchanges. Work will be getting started soon and should be finished by June. Michigan is set to receive about $173 million through a new federal rural health fund created under last year's budget law. As Crystal Blair reports, health experts say it's not enough to cover coming Medicaid losses.
Federal officials say the Rural Health Transformation Fund is designed to expand access to care, strengthen the rural health workforce, and modernize services in underserved communities. But some health policy experts say the funding is unlikely to make up for deeper Medicaid cuts expected in the coming years. Michael Shepard, a University of Michigan professor who studies rural health policy, says rural hospitals already face major financial challenges.
Rural hospitals have an inability to take advantage of economies of scale that more urban hospitals or larger health systems can take advantage of.
Shepard went on to say hospitals have high fixed administrative costs, which can be harder for rural facilities with fewer patients to cover. Supporters of the federal program say the funding could help states invest in telehealth, workforce recruitment, and new models of care for rural communities. Michigan is accepting applications for a share of the grant supporting provider partnerships, workforce recruitment, and telehealth services. The Rural Health Transformation Fund will distribute about $50 billion nationwide over the next 5 years, but Shepard points out that's only a third of the Medicaid funding losses expected in the coming years.
More importantly, the Rural Health Transformation Program itself explicitly prohibits that money from being used to focus on offsetting Medicaid losses.
Yes, hospitals may try to limit financial losses by helping patients navigate new Medicaid requirements so fewer people lose their coverage. However, he warns many rural providers could still face difficult decisions about services if financial pressures grow. This story was produced with original reporting from Alyssa Burr for the Michigan Independent. For Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.